again to another wonderful edition, and the topic remains unveiling the power of choice for actualizing destiny. And I'm going to be very, very fast today because, you know, there are so many things to talk about. So Father, we thank you for bringing us here tonight, and we ask that you visit everyone. Let no one return back the same way. Let everyone have an encounter of a lifetime in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that everyone will surely be blessed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we are looking at unveiling the power of choice for actualizing destiny. So I'm going to start like this. Matthew 5:37. He says, all you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. That's NIV version. And if you look at verse 33 to 36, it talks about we should not break our oath. It says, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. And it went ahead in 37 to tell us everything should just be yes or no, telling us about decisions, telling us about the choices we make. And we should learn to stick by the choice we make, learn to make the right choice and stick by them. So you don't really owe anyone an apology for doing the right thing. You don't owe anyone an apology for doing the right thing. In life, many things will come your way, but we all need to make the right choice. And you have the right and God's privilege of choice. We all must know that everyone on earth have the right and God's privilege of choice. That means God has given you the privilege to make your choice. Have you all noticed that when they call people out for altar call to come and give their lives to Christ, that no devil stops them from confessing Jesus? Have we all known that? Why? Because no devil can stop you from the power of choice. God himself gave you that choice. And he's not collecting it back from anyone, at least in this world we are in. It is the choice of everyone. It is the power, the greatest power on earth, the power of choice. You know, on earth, the pastors, the people with the ministry gifts, they have a special backing by God to fulfill God's ministry on earth. And that's why you see pastors, when they decree, you know, you just see these things coming to pass. Prophets decreeing, it comes to pass. Why? Because they have a special backing. Angels of God are all around them. The same way, people who are Juju people, Babalawo and all of them, they also have their own special backing of demons. They are all around them. But have you ever seen that anytime these people, these Babalawo or these Juju people, they decide to give their life to Christ, the devil doesn't stop them? Why? Because he doesn't have the power. So we all have the power of choice. And we all must know that every choice has a consequence, just like we did last week. So how do we make our choice? How do we make the right choice? Number one, choose with the consciousness that every choice has the power to make or mar your destiny. When you are making any choice in life, be conscious that that choice has the power to make or mar your destiny. I pray that we will all make choices that will make our destiny and put it on the path that God has designed for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Choice has consequences. We must know that. You know, every day when we wake up, sometimes ago, God taught me something, that decision or indecision is also a decision. That means when you decide, either you decide to do something or you don't decide to do something, you actually made a decide to do something. Meaning that if there are two things before you, to do the right thing or to do the wrong thing, if you don't choose the right thing, you have actually chosen the wrong thing. If you don't choose the wrong thing, you have chosen the right thing. One way or the other, you can't stand in between, at least for God. If you don't obey God's will, even if you stay inactive, you are still disobedient. So, choice has consequences, and we must know that God I don't know whether I should say God personally supervises, you know, his commandments. But I know one thing, that if you look at Deuteronomy 30:19, if you start from 15, it tells us that he has set before us life and good, death and evil. Then if you go to 19, it says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you. Meaning that even if God is not supervising what he has commanded, if he's not bringing any consequences or punishment, heaven and earth are sitting right there to bring consequences our way. Whether we choose the right thing or we choose the wrong thing, there are consequences that are naturally coming based on our actions or inactions. He says, I place before you life and death, the blessing and the cursing. He said, therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. That means the moment you choose life, there are consequences, that's good consequences coming our way. So, having that consciousness in mind that choice has consequences, there are two things we want to look at today. Saying no and saying yes. Now, we look at no. Say a firm no. We must all learn how to say no. I mean, capital N-O, to situations in life, to people, to things that try to interrupt God's plan in our lives. Say a firm no to interruptions, especially selfish ones. What are we say to say no to? Interruptions, selfish ones. You know, somebody in life will just place a call and call you. Let's say somebody calls you by 7 a.m. in the morning or 6 a.m. and that's when you do your devotion. You have no obligation to pick that call. However, there are exceptions to this rule. The Holy Spirit can tell you to pick it, of course. But what this is telling us today is that you have your life to live, and there are consequences for all your actions or inactions. So if you have planned to do something at a particular point in time and somebody's interrupting it, you have a right to say no to that person. You have a right to say, sorry, can you call me? To the exception. So saying a firm no can save you a lot of headaches in life. Interruptions, especially selfish ones. Somebody will just call you from the blues and expect you to give him 20 minutes of the time, 30 minutes of the time, just to discuss. So somebody knocks on your door and he says, I've come to greet you. And you are supposed to go to church at that point in time. Of course, the best thing for you to do is, let's go to church. You take him along. You don't stay with him. No, you take him along. If he's not going along, then he can go his own way. So what is this telling us? We can say no to interruptions, unplanned interruptions, except the Holy Spirit tells us to oblige. Number two, your priority is doing God's will, not to please others. We must always remember that. Your priority in life is to do God's will, not to please people. It's okay to say no to unplanned incoming phone calls. Why am I talking about phone calls so much today? Because calls are always distracting us. WhatsApp, Telegram, whatever, emails. You can schedule time to answer these things. For example, nobody has a hold on your life. Anyway, we'll be talking about those exemptions later. Business, family, these are exemptions to this rule. But to normal people, of course, you can tell them to call you back if you are really focusing on what God wants you to do at that particular point in time. Then, what about yes? Say a sincere yes and stick to it. The Bible says in Psalm 15 verse 4. He's talking about the righteous man. He says, God honors those who fears. This righteous man honors those who fear the Lord. He swears to his own oath and does not change. Meaning that as children of God, we are to say yes and stick to it. Your yes must be your yes. Your no must be your no. Jesus says, anything apart from this is from the evil one. Have you ever considered that? He says, all you need to say is yes or no. Somebody asks you, are you going out? Yes. No. In fact, you don't even have to explain to everybody. Of course, there are exceptions to this rule. We'll look at it later. Now, you can say a sincere yes when you need to say yes, and don't say no when you need to say yes. Yes, except better information comes in that can make you look, unwholesome, that can make you look stupid to keep saying yes. I know we are all wise people, we are not stupid. So as children of God, and children of God are not stupid. Of course, if a better information comes in, for example, you said, I'm going to Ikeja by 5 p.m. And you now hear news that, there's a war going on in Ikeja. People are shooting each other. Is it still okay to say yes, we're going to Ikeja by force? Of course, you have to reconsider. So if a better information comes in, there are options to change what you have said yes to. But naturally, our yes should remain yes. We are to keep our promises as our Father in heaven. So as his representative here on earth, we are to keep our promises as children of God. Yes should be yes. No should be no. God is not a liar. So everything you do on earth, you're actually representing him. Did you know that unbelievers are looking at your life? They are looking at your life and my life. And everything you do, they are just replicating. That's why the best people to preach to are those who see you every day. When you preach to your neighbor, you don't need to explain too much to him because he knows your life. I've had a neighbor before who said he's been looking at my family and I, and he's been trying to pattern himself according to that. I was shocked when I heard that. And he researched my life entirely that, So if somebody's looking at my life and I mess up, that means this person will also think it's right to mess up. No. So that means somebody's watching that you are not even aware of. So as children of God, our no should be no, our yes should be yes. So it's okay to bend if need be. It's okay to bend if need be. And what should we say no to? We are focusing more on no today because in life, there are many more things to say no to than to say yes to. What are we to say no to? No to wrongdoing. If you know something is wrong, then you say no to it. No, I can't do that. I remember sometimes ago, there was a program, a Christian program that says, say no. Just say no, act right. And in fact, a friend of mine today, we still call him act right. So that program is, it says, just say no. I think it was by Deeper Life. They're saying, say no to wrong. Say no to the wrong thing. Say wrong, no to sin. Say no to wrongdoing. What are we to say no to? Say no to unreasonable requests, except the Holy Spirit asks you to oblige. What do I mean by unreasonable request? Somebody's asking you for money, and you don't feel like giving. It may look unreasonable, and you know that this person, why is he asking me for money? And the Holy Spirit says, give. You give. Somebody saying, can you follow me to somewhere? They're like, wait, I'm supposed to be busy at this time. And the Holy Spirit says, go. So you can go at that point in time. But if it is not in your schedule, you can say no. Because it is in saying many no's that you can actually have focus in life. Focus means you are saying yes to one course of action and saying no to other things that may come to distract you at that point in time. So what do we say no to? No to abuse. Like Bishop Oyedepo normally says that whatever you permit continues. I think my small also says that whatever you permit in your life, it will continue except you say no to it, except you intentionally reject it. If somebody is abusing you, you have a right to say no. Verbal abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse. Of course, you have the right to say no. What do you say no to? No to sin. Somebody is bringing an enticing wrong thing to you. You say no. Somebody says, come and cheat. Say no. Somebody is saying, come and steal. No. You can just say no. You don't even have to explain. In fact, in explanation, Eve was trying to explain to Satan and see what ended up alive. She was caught in the act of temptation and she fell into sin. So you didn't even need to explain to everybody. Somebody said, Oga, let's go and drink now. I said, no. I'm a new person. I'm a child of God. I'm not drinking again. He says, why? I'm a child of God. I'm not going to drink. You don't even have to explain. Sometimes all you need to do is look at the person straight in the eye and say, no. N-O. I'm not going to do that. What do we say no to? No to time interruption. Your time is your life. Time is measured in life. So if your time gets interrupted, that means you can never be focused. And if you are not focused, that means achievement in any particular line of action, you can't get it. So you have to be able to say a lot of no's and yes to only the things that God commands you to do. What do we say no to? No to time wasting or time wasters. Some people are just there to waste your time. In relationships, some people are there to just hang around you. They say, oh, I want to get married to you. But they are not, you know, their mouth is saying it, their actions are not saying it. So you may have to say, sorry, Oga, if you are not getting married to me, you can leave now. Or auntie, if you are not saying, give me a yes or a no, I'm moving on with my life. No to time wasters. No to those who take advantage of your goodwill. Some people, because you have given to them at a point in time, they want to come back over and over and over again. When it's not reasonable to do so, I mean, you can look at them in the face and say no. For example, you may have a family member, a friend who is not responsible with his spending and is coming to you over and over again. You can say no because it is not reasonable to do goodwill at that point in time. Not wasteful benevolence. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 12, verse 5, it says, a righteous man is someone who guides his affairs with discretion. So God expects us to have discretion in doing good. So you can also say no to some people. It's not every time that you give people what they have asked. Of course, God says to be good at all times, but it's not to, you know, the same set of people. God can ask us to give to someone else. So the rule here is listening to the Holy Spirit. And finally, just like I said earlier, you don't have to explain your decisions to everybody, but there are exemptions. Who are those people you have to explain your decisions to? Number one, your parents. If your parents says, oh, can you do this for me? You can't just look at your parents in the face and say, no. No, it doesn't work that way. They serve your honor. God says you should honor them. In fact, the first set of people God ever said we should honor are our parents. He says, honor them. So if you're going to say no to your parents for any reason, you need to explain with respect. Apologize. No, mommy, I'm not going to be able to do that. For example, if your parents says you should go and do something that is against God's will, you have to say no. You can't say yes to that because you want to honor them. But of course, you may have to explain. Mommy, I'm a child of God. I can't do that. But remember, it's your life. You stick to what is right. Then who are you to explain your actions to? Your spouse. Your wife. You can't just say, no, I can't do that. No, you have to explain. To your husband, you have to explain why you are not doing something, why you can't do it at this point in time. You can negotiate. Okay, if I can't do it now, can I do it later? Can I do this at this point in time? So you can explain your actions to your spouse. And finally, to the spiritual people over you, your pastor, no, these people watch over you. In fact, God says we should give them double honor. He says you should give your parents honor. He says these ones give them double honor. So you can explain to them. Your pastor says you should do something for him. You need to explain if you're not going to be able to do. So this, if we follow this, I'm sure that we can actually actualize our destiny. Making choice is saying yes and no. Fulfilling destiny involves saying a lot of no's and very few yeses. If I can say yes, very few yes, and very many no to several things in life. So I pray that as we begin to make choices, that means after this meeting, you may have to look at someone in the face and say, no, I can't do that anymore. No, I can't say this anymore. No, I can't go to this particular place anymore. No, this is how I want to live my life now, because it is your life. You don't owe anyone an apology for doing the right thing. And I pray that as we continue to make the right choices, we truly fulfill our destiny in the name of Jesus. Even the fulfillment of destiny includes saying yes to God and saying no to several distractions that will come our way. Jesus could have been a king. Jesus could have been other things, but he chose to be the Savior. See, in fact, they were pulling him to come and be their king. But remember that my goal here is to be the Savior of mankind, not to be the king here on earth. and see what became of him. The same way, you and I, too, we are going to have many options presented before us in life. But we have to say yes to only the things that God ordains and no to several other things that come to distract us. May you not be distracted. May you fulfill destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so let's unmute our mics. It's time for question and answer. Do you have any question or any contribution about destiny, about saying yes or saying no? So let's unmute and have a discussion. Okay, yeah, Manuel.
This is Emmanuel. Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you very much, yes. Once again for the word that it was really thoughtful and very insightful. Thank God.
Thank you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, better.
Okay, so for me personally, now, like you said, you know, I don't know, it looks like we grew up in a culture of like saying no to some certain kind of people is very, it's like almost impossible. So, okay. Yes, and the fact that you've emphasized that we saying your yes or no, it literally shapes your direction, can shape your destiny in future. But how do we say no without being offensive to some certain kind of people? You know, some people, even though you say no and you explain, like it doesn't still mean they will not take offense, especially elderly people, if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay, so just like it was mentioned earlier.
Like I mentioned earlier, there are three sets of people that we have to be very sensitive about. These people, one way or the other, have a covenant in their lives, especially your parents and your spouse. The relationship with them is that of a covenant, and God personally supervises this relationship. That's why God says, I hate divorce. Why? Because you made a covenant before him to get married. So if this person or these people you're talking about are your parents, it's a very sensitive issue. When you want to say a no to them, you may have to prayerfully say it at times and explain it. Your spouse too, if someone is married, you have to explain to them why you're saying no to anything. Your pastor, you need to explain why you can't do something. Sorry, I won't be able to do that because I'll be at work. Can I ask somebody else to do it? You know, show them respect. Now, having said all this, there are some times that you still step on toes. In fact, life is made of stepping on toes. You have to step on toes in life. There is nothing you can do about it. I know of people who couldn't achieve their destiny because they were trying to please everybody. It's a very pathetic case. Because they want to please everybody, they want to make sure that everybody is happy with them. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You are going to offend a lot of people to be able to fulfill your destiny, especially people who are close to your friends. And let me say this, most friendships have expiry dates. I realized that when I was in school. I realized that some people, you can only be friends with them for a particular time in your life. Sometimes you just say no, and that no will define your relationship with a lot of people, especially when it comes to your destiny. We all have one life to live. I have one life to live. You have one life to live. And that life, it is made of saying a lot of no's. And all these no's will come with a lot of reactions from people. Some people are going to be okay with your no. They're going to understand. Some people are going to be very angry with you. But you can't please everybody. That's just life. You can't please everybody. And because of that, you have to be able to look at some people in the eye and say, no, I can't do that. No, it can't be time to do that. Because you only have 24 hours in a day. If you say yes to everybody, there is no way 24 hours will be effective. In fact, there are some things that are already taking 24 hours away. The time to bathe, the time to eat, the time to sleep, the time to do other things. These things are compulsory and you have to do them. So the other time remaining, it has to be focused on fulfilling your destiny. You can schedule your day. If people are around you, let them know your schedule. That's you can't call me by special time in the morning. I will be busy then. So if they call you at that point in time, you can always almost know that it is an emergency or it's something they have to call you. That's why they are calling you, especially your parents or you know some very close people. to you. So I pray that as we continue to make these right choices, that God himself will help us to fulfill our destiny in grand style in Jesus' name. And the wisdom to say no to people when we need to say it, God will release it upon us in the name of Jesus. The wisdom to also say yes to the right people, God will release it to us afresh in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be.
Amen.
Emmanuel, did I answer your question at all?
Sir, yes, sir. Thank you very much. You did. Okay.
Praise God. So next week is another wonderful time. We'll be taking another topic. And I pray that as we take that topic, we'll also be blessed in Jesus' name. Please invite someone next week. Don't just be the only one joining. And, you know, it's going to be strictly 30 minutes now. You can see we spent like 10 minutes on questions. So let us try to invite others and be blessed in Jesus' name. See you next week.
Amen.
And be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night.